Now, a joint motion from a number of female councillors in Clare has called on the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to bring in a number of improvements surrounding menopausal care in Ireland. The joint motion from councillors Clare Colleran Malloy, Anne Norton, Donna McGettigan and Susan Crawford cited a huge unmet need while they spoke at a recent meeting of the local authority of the need to remove taboos on conversations about menopause. So for more on this, we are joined by Donna McGettigan, a Sinn Féin councillor for the Shannon local electoral area. Thanks for joining us, Donna.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. So this motion calling on the Health Minister to bring in improvements on menopausal care mentions that there's a need to remove taboos on conversations about menopause. What taboos do you think there are around it?
Well, I mean, there's a perception out there that menopause is mostly for women in their late 40s and 50s. I mean, the average age is 51, but about 1% of women experience it before 40. So there is emotional impact of this, which is called earlier premature menopause, and it can be devastating. So there's the grief at the prospect of not having children. There's a fear of growing old before the time. There's concern that a partner won't find them sexually attractive and you have low self-esteem. But there's also the symptoms that come with that, which aren't talked about. So, you know, a lot of women don't realise all the symptoms because there is that taboo about it, and women are reluctant to even confront their doctors because of lack of information and lack of conversation. So I think that Clare Colleran Malloy brought this motion forward with us, and it was a very timely and good motion.
Do you think, are women made to feel embarrassed or ashamed about the menopause?
Yes, I do. I think they are, and that would include myself even, you know, as I say, like it's kind of more or less means, are you still a full woman anymore? You get mood swings, you'd have brain fog, so get and weight gain, hot flashes, you know, there's a load of symptoms that come with it that, yeah, that you would be reluctant and embarrassed to talk about, just particularly if it's a male doctor you have.
It seems to me, well, as a man, that it's another element of life for women, you know, like with breastfeeding, natural things that happen to women that are, I don't know, frowned upon or, you know, that you're made to feel strange about. I mean, practically half the population has to go through this. So it's strange that, you know, you have a situation where you have to put a motion calling on the Health Minister to do bring in improvements. It just seems like something that should be dealt with in a respectful and normal fashion already, but clearly isn't.
No, and Joe Duffy, according to a load of women now, is their hero on this, because he had a show that ran for 2 weeks, and the amount of women that rang in that didn't realise that their symptoms were related to the menopause, because women just tended to get on with it and they were suffering in silence. And they were, I mean, there is, it's all right for us women to talk to other women, but even then there's still that embarrassment that some women don't want to talk about it. I mean, you have things like urinary incontinence, sexual function due to the vaginal dryness and loss of electricity there, and weight gain, that they're hard things to talk about for women. So we need to actually have that conversation, and this conversation needs to be a normal conversation, because it is normal symptoms of something that, as you say, around 50% of the population will go through.
So there are some elements of what can happen during the menopause that some women mightn't even be aware of. Does that point to a lack of education on it earlier in their lives, or a lack of a willingness to educate females, particularly when they're girls, you know, that this is something that's going to happen to them later in life, yet they're not made fully aware of it, and, you know, what they could go through and what they can try to do to alleviate what they're going through?
Well, that's it. I mean, we called in the motion to initiate a campaign to inform the public of the multiple and diverse symptoms attributed to it. So, as you say, there is young, I mean, and there was a documentary that Davina McCall did. There was a lady in that started going through menopause at 12.
So, 12?
Yeah, 12 in this documentary. So that just shows you it isn't just to the average age of 51. There are, as I say, 1% of women experience it before 40. And if you don't know what you're going through, you can't relay that back to your doctor. And, you know, in the UK, there's a Faculty of Sexual Reproductive Health, which deals specifically with menopause, but there's none of that in Ireland. And these are the things that we need to to have in Ireland, you know, so that women do have that conversation and that it is a normal process, so it should be normally talked about.
Yeah, I saw comments from a Dr. Deirdre Lundy, who's a specialist in women's health, and she was pointing out that Ireland has no faculty of sexual and reproductive health. You know, and she was saying in the UK, that faculty manages menopause. I use their guidelines because we don't have any Irish equivalent. Were I in the UK, I'd be a consultant in sexual and reproductive health, but we don't have that. So here, I'm just a doctor.
Exactly. And that just proves the point that, so where do women go to learn about their symptoms, to learn are they actually going through this process? And in some cases, women have called into the Joe Duffy show saying that their doctors were dismissive of them. Actually, you're going through that. Actually, it's just this, or actually, it's just that. You know, it's not just that. These are, some of these symptoms are really concerning to women. And if it is just the menopause, as they say, well, then treat it. Treat it the way it should be treated and talk about it.
Donna, that attitude you're describing there from doctors, do you think that's a lack of understanding from them, a lack of compassion, or perhaps they themselves haven't been fully trained in teaching or dealing or helping women who are going through the menopause? Or is it a mixture of all the above?
I would say it is a mixture of all the above, but in the motion it does call for necessary resources to train and upskill Irish GPs on menopausal care. So there is that element there that GPs do need to listen for a start and, you know, and be trained in what they're doing.
It seems to me that there's still an element of a patriarchal society about all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ireland have come a long way in the last few years in talking about, you know, different things like mental health and, you know, campaigns, even around men's health. You know, there is campaigns out there, but there's still that, and I don't know if it's a reluctance with women because of what they're facing into. You know, are they afraid of growing old before their time, or concerned about different things? And, you know, if you talk about concerns and the fears, you'll find that other women are in the same position, and, you know, you'll get support from that to not feel that way, you know.
You mentioned, Donna, just a moment ago, that one of the elements of the motion is calling for, you know, doctors to be educated further in this. What else, what other strands to this motion are there?
Well, you need to provide funding and support both in hospitals and in the general area for menopausal care. Then it's including HRT, body identicals, to drug scheme. And the fifth one is communication with health insurance companies to ensure that menopausal care coverage is provided. So there's five elements to that that motion itself, and they're all very valid and motions and really should be acted upon.
Okay, I see at the meeting, the council meeting, that just one of the 24 male councillors, Councillor Joe Killeen, spoke on this motion. Would you put that down to, was that disappointing to the female councillors, or was it understandable? Maybe just a lot of the male councillors felt they didn't know enough about the issue of the menopause to really comment on it any further.
Well, I understood it, I felt great that actually Councillor Joe Killeen did speak up. I didn't think any of the men would speak up, but I don't blame them. You know, it's an issue for women not to talk about it. We can't expect anyone else to talk about it on our behalf if we're not ourselves willing to talk about it. And that's why having this radio show this morning, where I'm coming on and openly talking about it, is great, because I'm hoping that other women will come forward and openly have that conversation.
So, Donna, the Department of Health, they've received the motion. How hopeful are you that something will be done on this?
I would be very hopeful. I think following on from the huge response to the Joe Duffy, and hopefully there'll be a great response to this, that women everywhere will stand up and say, yeah, this is exactly what we need, and start the campaign.
Yeah, hopefully so. We'll see what develops in the near future. Donna, thanks for joining us.
And thanks for having me, Alan.
No problem at all. Councillor Donna McGettigan, Sinn Féin councillor for the Shannon local electoral area.